Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Hug Nation Radio. Actually, this is our first episode. Yesterday we had a test episode. It didn't get to go too well. It's a little bit of testing one, testing two, that kind of stuff. So I think we got some of the kinks worked out now, and I'm going to be here trying to do the best I can. I'm sure this will take me a little longer. Today we might have some guests come in. We're just still getting the hang of this, but I'm going to start out telling you about how I came to the idea of having this Hug Nation Radio. My name is Billy Park. I live in Massachusetts. I have lived all over the U.S. I have lived in South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, Massachusetts, Maine, and California. And I'm living here in Massachusetts. And the one thing I have is a lot of people from all different perspectives, political, religious, any kind of mindset you can imagine. And the one thing that brings us all together is our humanity, and that's what this show is about, bring us all together. Up until about 3 weeks ago when I was got stuck here in this quarantine in my house, I was out there hugging America, man, basically wrapping my mind around America. Not just my arms, but my mind. That's the most important thing. Every kind of American you can imagine. I traveled in 23 states with my kids. We had a good time. We had some fights. You know, that's what kids do. But we had a good time overall, great time around the nation. Then I was set to go to other 27 states this year to wrap my mind around everybody. And this coronavirus son of a bitch hit and messed everything up. So now I'm stuck at home. About the only thing to hug is my wife and my kids. And can't hug people outside if they're 6 feet away from everybody. I can't even go town and downtown and hug. Sure as hell can't go across the country to other states I was planning on going to. So here I am on Hug Nation Radio, reaching out to y'all through my ears and my voice to hear your mind on what you have to say. So when this was called people up now and then and try to get people come out and talk to us, tell about their life, tell about their stories, come on, sing songs, whatever. This is our initial broadcast, so I wanted to give y'all an idea of what we're all about. Who knows who will get on the show. Today it might just be me talking. So in that way, I want to tell y'all a little story today. I don't know if y'all know about what's going on right now. As everybody's inside, they're trying to be loyal to their quarantines if they can, unless they got a job requirement or schedule snafu that doesn't allow them to stay at home. And being, we're lucky enough to be able to do that with my kids. I work at home. My wife works at home. My kids got a lot of schoolwork, but we're getting it done. Some people, you know, they don't have that option. But then there are those other people out there, those other people that, you know, have that option, but they're not doing it. They're not doing this quarantine. Those are the people that I'm talking about, those people that were out on spring break when they know they should have been back. And most importantly, right now, all those churches out there that are still having their services amidst this coronavirus, not even near 6 feet apart, all slamming each other, hearing God's word. And I get it, man. Hey, I'm a Christian myself. But let's get real, folks. We got to do this right. So all those Christians out there, or whatever religion you're on, they're still having your public services and hearing the name of the Lord and having your songs, this story is for you. So, there's a flood a while back, not the big flood all the Christians think about, but a flood in Louisiana. And it was in this small town. And in this small town, it was pretty much a floodplain. The whole town was a floodplain. So what happened is as the flood was rising, a lot of people were leaving town. And there was this one house, really nice house. And this Christian man lived at this house. And as the flood was rising, the rain was coming down like cats and dogs, and it rose and rose. It got up to the man's porch, and he was outside in his rocking chair, just rocking back and forth, doing his thing. As the flood rose, it got up to his feet, or was lapping at his feet. And he saw people leaving all over, and rafts and canoes and all sorts of stuff. And this one canoe saw him sitting on the porch, and he stopped paddling the canoe and looked up and said, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing there? Why don't you get over in our canoe? We'll get you out of this mess. Want to make sure nothing happens." He goes, "Oh, don't worry about it. I'm a Christian. God's going to save me. He's going to protect me. He's going to see me through this." And the people in the canoe looked back and said, "Look," I'm like, "Okay, suit yourself." And they paddled on. A little later, flood's still going on. It ain't stopping. The rain's getting harder. At this point, the man is up on the first floor of his house, and he's looking out the window at the flood rising and looking out for the horizon to see God and miracle that he's going to send to him. And you see in this boat, speedboat traveling by with this family, and a little boy says, "Daddy, there's somebody up in the window." They turn the boat around. They go back to the Christian man up in the window. And the father's going to, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing out here? Come get in our motorboat here. We'll get you out of here, get you safe so you won't get hurt. You don't want to get hurt. You don't want to die in this flood, do you?" He says, "No." He says, "No, that's all right. I'm fine. I'll stay right here." He says, I'm a Christian man. God's going to save me. He's going to protect me. He's going to see me through this." And the family looked back at him. The kids looked confused. And the wife's like, "I don't know." So, "Okay, suit yourself." So they waved at the Christian man. They went on their motorboat, speeding on down the water. A little later, the flood's really rising. At this point, it's up to his roof. It's like lapping at the gutters of his roof. And this man is all the way up on his roof, sitting on the roof, looking out. And there's really nobody now. Everybody's been rescued, except this man is on this roof. And he's sitting there, and all of a sudden, this helicopter comes from up above and drops this rope down on him and with a ladder. And he looks up at it, and this guy screams down from the helicopter, "Hey, buddy, grab the rope and climb up the ladder. We'll get you out of here. We want to save you." He screams back up again, "No, thank you. I appreciate you thinking of me, but I'm a God-fearing Christian. God's going to save me. He's going to protect me. He's going to see me through this." And they look at him and say, "Hey, buddy, you sure? You're like the only person left out." He says, "Nah, God will take care of me." So they say, "Okay, suit yourself. I don't think we'll be coming out anymore." He says, "Okay, I'll be fine." So the man waves at him. Christian man waves at him. The helicopter takes off of nowhere. Pretty soon the flood rises. It rises up to him, rises all above the roof, and he has to swim. He can't swim. So the man drowns. He dies. He goes up to heaven. He's walking up right to the St. Peter, the pearly gates. He didn't walk to stop to ask. He just walked right through. Dude had something big to talk to somebody about. You could tell he was a determined person. Looked a little frustrated. Walked right through the gates. St. Peter could see he was on a mission, so he let him go right through. Walked right up to God. He said, "God, what did you do? Why did you not save me from the flood? Why did you not make sure I was not gotten drowned? May I be all right?" He said, "I'm a God-fearing Christian. I go to church every Sunday. I read my Bible verses. I sing the songs. I listen to sermons. I practice your way. I follow you, God." He goes, "I thought you would save me. You would see me through this flood. You would not make anything happen to me." And God looked back and says, "Yeah, that's true." He said, "Well, why did you not save me?" God looked back at him and said, "Well, I sent you a canoe. Then I sent you a motorboat. And finally, I sent you a helicopter." So that story is for all those Christians out there that are still meeting in these huge groups, thinking God's going to see them through it, looking for some higher pie in the sky moment, miracle, water into wine, sort of moment, burning bush, that's going to happen. That story's for y'all. So anyway, I want to share that story with y'all today. Like I said, this is Hug Nation Radio. This is our initial episode. Well, in the beginning, you may have heard that I play the national anthem. I think it's important we play that because right now it's key that we come together as a nation. And it's all weaved in back to our national anthem and what we're going through. So I'm going to try to reach out on the line, see if I can get somebody on the line real quick. If you hold on just a second, I'll see if I can call one of the people I had in my list. Let's see here. I'm not great with this, but let me make a call real quick. Let's see. I'm not seeing how to use this. I knew that it might co-host. Let's see if we fight this. This is where I'm getting confused. All right, I'm trying to call her. Trying to learn this. Don't know if this is going to work. Microphone, okay. Let's see.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Keep hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Man, I don't know what's going on. This is why I say I have no experience with this stuff. So I don't know if we're going to have a call today, folks. Like I said, this damn technology sometimes gets me a little confused. So we can sit here and talk a little more about what's going on. I can tell you what I got going on. A little bit more about me and my hug movement. This started basically about a year ago when I saw the only way to reach people was face-to-face. And I know a lot of people like to go on Facebook and social media and all that stuff, and their emojis and memes and all that stuff. But what I've noticed is we're getting more and more connected to our phones and our iPad and all that crap instead of ourselves connecting one-on-one, face-to-face. So I started, I'm going to start going out and talking to people, talking to the world, seeing what they're saying to people. And understanding people, and the way we understand people, beyond our politics, beyond our religions, beyond our sexes, beyond our genders, beyond our anything, we all have that shared humanity. Nothing can break that bond, as much as sometimes we want to rip it apart. It's there, and that's the thing we got to grab onto in this world. And that's what I try to do in this life, is I grab on the humanity of somebody, no matter how it is, and share my humanity, and they share their humanity. And in that humanity, we need to realize we all can challenge each other. We all need love. We all need to support each other. We need to learn from each other. And we all need to be understanding and accept when we make our mistakes in this world that we forgive people. And this ain't a religious thing. This ain't got nothing to do with religious. This is about basic human needs in our world, is we all make mistakes. And that person that's asking forgiveness one day will be you for doing something wrong, something stupid, something you blatantly did wrong. Because we make those mistakes. We got to allow those people to be better, to become better people in this world. Because if we don't, that will not tell other people going forward that they want to be better. Because, no matter what I try, they're not going to embrace what I'm doing to make things better. They're just going to look at me what I used to be, whether that's a drug addict, whether it's somebody who's a convict, whatever, a racist, sexist, whatever. If we have the ability to make ourselves better, to be a better person, we need to embrace the better person in that. That's what it's all about, y'all. That's what humanity, that's about what one law, the one nation is about, coming together. Right now, man, it's more important than ever. But what's going on with this coronavirus? Coronavirus don't care if you black, white, Christian, Jew, Muslim, gay, straight, bisexual, transsexual, whatever, man. It's ripping us all apart. It's trying to kill all of us. So right now, we got to be on one team more than ever. Help each other when we see each other. check on each other, whoever it is, man, come together. All that stuff don't matter. And like in our past, as a nation, we've always come together through tragedy, whenever what that tragedy was, where there's the wars and we came together. Most recently, 9-1-1. And that's what we're going to do with this coronavirus. We'll look past all those superficial things, and underneath all that skin, we're only, you know, got the same things, man. We're all human. That's kind of what I want to talk about y'all today with. I was hoping I'd get somebody online, so I'm going to cut this radio show short, see if I can do a second segment today. I guess it's okay for my first show. I try to get more organized right now. I'm actually not even inviting anybody to watch the show, so if you're listening to it, it's just by chance. I hope you check me out another time. This is Hug Nation Radio with your host, Billy Park, and I'll be wrapping my heart, my mind, and my soul. Sometimes my arms, when I get back to not being 6 feet apart, to all America. And I hope to hear from all y'all. Till next time, one love, y'all, and God bless America. Take care.